I was watching TV last week and heard a discussion between an atheist and a Christian, or a man who professed to follow Christ. And, of course, I was rooting for the Christian to come off well and speak the truth and all that, praying a bit. The atheist's name was Richard Dawkins. He wrote a book called The God Delusion. And in it, he pretty much says that there is no God, and people who believe in God pretty much need to do so to feel better about life and themselves. So they, if it works, that's good, but it's really not true. And the Christian man began to talk about Jesus, and they both did. And that's a great one to focus in on anytime you're talking about anything to do with God or Christ. Focus in on Jesus, the main one. And the Christian said something like this. He said, "Well, I know Jesus is true, and he's the truth because he helps me. He's true for me. He may not be true for you," he said to the atheist. And the atheist looked at him and kind of protested. He said, "Well, it's okay if you think Jesus is true for you, but shouldn't the truth be true for everybody?" And I wanted to give the atheist a standing ovation there. And he was wanting the Lord, if he was true, to be true for everybody and to help, you know, in a time of need that we might have. And so the atheist, Richard Dawkins, was not far from the kingdom of God. The Christian, maybe in his attempt to be kind-hearted or something, had really brought Jesus down from what he really was, and maybe would be benefited from some of the Sunday school classes, Christian apologetics, or the case for Christ, and getting into God's Word. But Jesus said this about himself. He said, "I am the way, I am the truth." The truth. And he's the truth for everybody. He said no one would even come to the Father except through him. And so you and I, if we're going to meet God in a life-changing way, if we're going to worship God as we're trying to do this morning, it'll be because of Christ. And that should give us great encouragement and hope. He'll take our hand, bring us into God's presence, and we can know God, know him now and forever. But he's the truth for everybody. He's the truth for you this morning. As you face life and wonder, how can I sort out what's real from what's not real? It goes back to the person of Christ. He's the truth for everybody. He pointed himself as the only bridge to peace with God. And C.S. Lewis commented on people's desire to know the truth. It's a healthy thing. It's so easy to believe lies that maybe we create for ourselves or that we hear around us. Humanity has a great tendency to do that. God's Word says we exchange the truth about God for a lie, end up worshiping created things instead of the Creator. That's a big danger we have all the time. C.S. Lewis said this about the truth. The truth is what it is, whether we like it or not. And if it's true, it isn't new. It's been true for a long, long time. And we have to get our hearts in gear to that. That's really refreshing and for us to have a seeking after who Christ is, who he really is, not make something up. Sometimes I don't like the truth as it really is. I remember as a child resenting the law of gravity, which is true for everybody on planet Earth, and true in different ways in outer space. But when I would go against my brothers and I would get up to hit a wiffle ball, and I thought, if I could just hit that ball and gravity could just be shut off for just a while, my ball would go 800 feet, home run king. If I could just control those laws, you know, just have it be not so true in a way. But gravity is what it is. It helps us. Helps us deal with life the way it really is. Jesus is the truth all the time. Helps me see him the way he really is. And without him, I'd be lost. Like the Christian in the TV debate, I often want to fashion Jesus down a bit so that he might fit in with my needs and my own particular personality bent. In fact, there's a counseling professor at Geneva College who will often say that most of the time the way we relate to God has more to do with our personality and what we're going through at any one given time than our open-hearted reading of the Scripture. And that's debatable, but that's what he feels. R.C. Sproul, as a teacher, once said, God created us in His image, and we often try to return the favor. Jesus, I'll make you to be like I think you are. Give me a Bible with just the passages that I can relate to. And the other ones, that's for somebody else. But Jesus is true for everybody. He's the truth all the time. If I'm a mild-mannered person, for example, I'll often sell Jesus short in a number of ways. And I will gravitate toward who He is in the Bible when He is also seems to be very kind-hearted and expressing some kind of unconditional love. When Jesus said, let the children come to me, He would hold children and touch them and bless them. I feel that's who Jesus really is, 100%. And when Jesus saw people, I like the part where He says, He saw them, they were like sheep without a shepherd. And He would have mercy on people. When's the last time you're in a big crowd and so many people, you actually looked at the people and said, wow, sheep without a shepherd, how much they need Christ. That was Christ's heart. And I like when Jesus, He looked at Jerusalem, who would reject Him, and He said, I wish you were like little baby chicks to a mother hen, and I'd hold you close to myself. If we're mild-mannered, we're going to be drawn toward Jesus in the Bible like that. And we really appreciate Him as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. If I'm an assertive person, I like to be a little stronger, put my foot forward there. I like the Jesus who overturned the tables in the temple as people prepared for worship. And can you imagine if somebody today who's a carpenter, you know, they came up to the communion table, pushed it over, bang. And you'd say, whoa, the real Jesus showed up in church today. He was assertive. And He told it like it is. And if you're assertive, you probably like that Jesus, more than anybody else in the New Testament, talked about hell and preached about hell. You think people need to wake up and say, give them heck, Jesus. You know, that's the Jesus that you focus in on. And never mind, Jesus talked about heaven more than anybody else in the New Testament. That doesn't thrill you so much. But you would say, I believe in Jesus who's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And God would let us know. He'd want our hearts to be open to who He really is, not to fashion Him just after our own particular likes. If you're a mild-mannered person, a little bit timid, don't create a Jesus after your own image. Don't just have a half Jesus. Get to know Jesus who is the Lion. Get to know Jesus who is the truth for everybody all the time. Get to know the Jesus who's so holy that sin has to flee from His presence. And sinners are changed because of just who He is. He's that way. He has wrath every day, the Bible says. Jesus is true that way, and He's true that way for everybody. He is the truth. And if you're an assertive person in your personality, you kind of like to speak your mind, get to know Jesus, who's the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Get to know Jesus, who said about Himself, I'm gentle and humble in heart. You'll find rest for your souls if you come to Me. Get to know Jesus, who said in John 3:17, I didn't come to condemn the world, I came to save the world through the work of the Messiah. That's true about Jesus, and that's true for everybody. And as the truth was read from Jeremiah, to rejoice in knowing Him. Lord, help us know You as You are, not as just we prefer You to be. He exercises kindness and righteousness in the earth. Boy, He's so strong with the truth. And He's so strong with His love. And we need to know the Lord as He really is. He tells us about Himself in what He reveals. And you might say, how does God do that? How can I really know Him as He is? We're clueless without His help, you know. But He does that in creation, by how things are made, even how people are made. If people are the best part of God's creation, I think by observing people, it's a chance to say, there must be a God. And He must be loving. And He must be full of truth. Because I see the need for accountability. You look at creation, you see the Lord. We know the Lord through our conscience. I talked to a fellow yesterday in the men's Saturday morning group. He said, he hears God most clearly when he's going in the wrong direction. Because then the Lord says, that's not the way to go. Stop and go this way. Follow me. Don't follow your own self. So God talks to us in our conscience. And then, of course, God talks to us very, very clearly in the Bible. The truth for all time. True 4,000 years ago as people wrote different scriptures. True today. Not new. Might be new to our hearts. That'd be refreshing. But not new. The truth always was what God said. And Jesus treated God's word as the truth, something that can help us in a practical way. Paul said they were the very words of God. That's how Paul felt about just the Old Testament. He said, well, the very words of God. There was a liberal theologian years ago named Marcus Barth, who was, I think, the son of Karl Barth. He wrote an article one time, and the title of the article was, Jesus was a Fundamentalist. And that wasn't saying that Jesus had a particular style of relating to people, but he was saying Jesus treated Scripture as if it was true, true in everything, true for everyone. And that's the Lord's heart. I remember picking up a Bible and reading it on my own without any... I didn't have the benefit of teachers or churches. I missed out on that early. But when I would read it, something... Say was telling me, the Lord, this is the way it is about life. This is the way it is about me. And by the way, this is the way it is about you. As I was a little seeker there. When I would read stories about Zacchaeus, who was greedy, liked to rip people off, I'm thinking, how did the story of my life get in there? That's true about me. I would read the story about the Pharisees who would do things outwardly, but inside their heart, maybe they were 100 miles from God, I would say, that's true about me. By the truth of God's word, I found out about how I was, about how God was, and how He could rescue me. God's truth can set us free. Jesus said, heaven and earth would pass away, His word would never pass away. And to know the truth of God's word, to help us meet the Savior who is truth for everybody, it's got to be true for our own hearts first. Because what we don't want to do as God's people is pass on a Jesus that is less than who He really is. That's how to have people not come to Christ. If we just say, well, this is what we kind of like about Him. But to say, oh, we know one thing. He deserves our heart allegiance and our trust. We find no one more trustworthy than Him. The truth of God's word pointing us to the truth of Jesus, true for everybody all the time. And even Jesus Himself as a person, if you could sense Him walking with you, you know, you have your hand in your hand, maybe you're on your lap, being more real than even the body, physical body He has given you. I heard two pastors argue one time about a saying on their vans, their church vans. And it was, I'm always looking for deep theological meetings, you know, wherever. But these two pastors were arguing. One church fan said, we preach the Bible. And I really liked that because the Bible meant so much to me in finding Christ and following Him. And the other church fan said, we preach Christ. And being pastors who like to argue about things, they were arguing with one another. And, of course, you got to take sides. So, I took the side of the second fella. We preach Christ. We preach Christ. Because I knew by instinct and all, by observation, it was possible to preach even the Bible, even information that was true, true for everybody, and yet never get around to the person of Christ. How people often did that leaders of religious gatherings in Jesus' day. Very familiar with God's Word, but missing out on God Himself. And I knew if we were to preach Christ, as the van said, we had to preach Christ of the Bible. So it took me back to who God was. I remember as a young Christian getting into debates with people as to whether Noah's Ark really existed and there were two pairs of every animal on it, and it really was on a mountain in Turkey. And I'm arguing fervently and passionately, and I believe truly, that yes, that really did happen. But yet in my heart, those truths were to remind me that Jesus sent the flood. Jesus rescued the people. Jesus loved the animals. Jesus put the, if there's a boat on some mountain somewhere, Jesus put it there. The whole thing, the whole truth was for me to get to know the person. The person, Jesus. Who could change my life? Noah's Ark probably couldn't change my life. It is a good ride to Kennywood. There's a thing there. It's not going to, even the truth of that won't change my life. It might open me up to the one who is really truth, the Lord. You take my sin away, change us from the inside out. A living Lord. Jesus said, you'll know the truth and the truth will set you free. And as you're following Christ, to not lose Jesus in the midst of your religious practice or maybe even your convictions. T.S. Eliot was a poet. We talked about this Wednesday. He wrote a line that's kind of, he must have been having a bad day. He said, in the midst of living, we have lost life. He was like that atheist. He was looking for the truth that was true for everybody. In the midst of living, we have lost life. It could become, for you and I, it would be susceptible to this without God's help. In the midst of Christianity, we have lost Christ, a living Lord who we could walk with every day, who could set us free. Jesus said, if the Son sets you free, you really will be free. There's things that are true for everybody. Sin is true for everybody. And what it is, hell is true for everybody. Heaven is true for everybody. Death is true for everybody. And only the truth of Jesus can help us overcome those realities. Take us to the wonderful reality of life forever with Him. We have a wonderful Savior who is so alive and ready to share life with us. Would He be true for you in every way as He is? Would you say, I'll seek His face because without Him I'll make something up about Him? He'll just be the mild-mannered Savior or the tiger Savior. And I'll miss the living Savior. Would you with me face the truth as it really is? And as we do, with fear and trembling, find the wonderful Savior, Lord of all, King of kings, ready to pass Him on to others because He's at the very center of all we are as people. Might we praise His name, that there's a truth for everybody and His name is Christ. Let's pray together. Lord, I pray for each dear person here and that we would love the truth. And we know you value the truth, Lord, because it flows from who you are. And what we do agree with Paul, we lie a lot. Not perhaps intentionally. Maybe we lie to ourselves, we lie to one another, we lie to you. We can tell lies about you. We want to repent and say Jesus is the truth for us and for everyone. Might you set us free from those realities that are powerful but not as powerful as yourself. That knowing you, Lord, we begin to walk in life the way it really is. And how our hearts do find a real joy in you. I pray for a great friendship with you between ourselves and you throughout this week. Jesus, we would rejoice in a wonderful Savior, and our lives and words would preach Christ. for your glory. In your name we pray. Amen.